today in clubs, many of our young people are being condemned for doing something that even they believe is new, trance dancing, namely. What's true is that our ancestors trance dance. Dance as a vehicle or as a way to go into trance dates back over 40,000 years before recorded civilization to our shamanic and aboriginal ancestors. Trance dancing is a moving experience of feelings, costumes, rhythms, smells, masks, forms, faces, and places beyond time, which allow us to access our immortality. You get to actually be there without you being required to consciously think about the experience. In other words, it creates you, you don't create it. These experiences begin to rapidly move us into what I call the eternal flow of life. And we, at some point in the trance dance, stop being the dancer and become the dance. During these magical moments of the dance no longer conveys a message, and we literally disappear into the trance or the sacred dance. Even within early Christianity, trance dancing played a significant role in restoring religious seekers to spiritual wholeness. Christ used it to teach his disciples to transcend the paradox of human suffering and to access their immortality. So as early as 100 AD, in the Acts of John was an agnostic, one of the closest disciples to Christ. He quotes Christ as saying, "To the universe belongs the dancer. Whoever does not dance does not know what happens. Now if you follow my dance, if you see yourself in me, you will see the mysteries. Keep silent about the mysteries of your immortality." And so these were some of the mystical secrets of early Christianity, meaning that once you went into a trance dance, you transcended the dichotomy of human existence, and you accessed altered states of consciousness beyond space and time, which revealed images and experiences to you, which proved to you that you were more than just a physical body. What happened eventually was that Orthodox Christians condemned trance dancing, convinced that it would rob Christ and Christianity of its uniqueness, because pagan religions such as goddess worship and shamanism had employed trance dancing as a spiritual practice for thousands of years before Christianity. As early as 300 AD, trance dancing was condemned as heresy by Pope Leo the Great. He decided that it contained a hotbed of perversity and should not only be forbidden, but altogether removed, and the dancers were executed. They were burnt at the stake or beheaded. So trance dancing became an act of heresy within the Christian religion and was punishable by death. To this day, meaning present time, in some highly Christian communities, such as Bergamo, Italy, for example, dancing is still forbidden within the city, so that all of the clubs and the discos are outside the boundaries of the city of Bergamo, for example. There is other evidence that dance was used as a way to transcend the physical into ecstasy. The labyrinth patterns on the floors of our medieval European churches, these were dance floors. They were created so that dancers could recreate that pattern and become reflections of the greater mystery, as they called it, or what we would now call a non-ordinary reality or altered states of consciousness. Trance dancing as a spiritual practice to move the dancer to non-ordinary reality is evident in thousands of dancing cultures. The native Navajo dancing the fire dance or the grass dance, the Balinese dances moving exactly to portray the mask that they wear. Lord of the dance, Shiva, flashing his many arms and legs. Tai Chi, the martial art, is a spiritual dance, is the spiritual dance of martial arts. And Sama, which translated means the food of the soul, is sung by Sufi dervishes at the end of their whirling dance. Sama means, literally, trance dance. Since before time, we have listened to the beat of our heart. We first danced in one spot, then we began to move like the animals we worshipped. Then we leaped into the air, imitating the sun and the moon. As blacksmiths, we created rhythms with an anvil and bellows and hammer. Later, we became musicians and used drums and handbells and drumsticks. We wore masks to lead us beyond our earthbound reality. The mask allowed us to experience all humanity, all animals, all times and ages.